We are joined by the Canadian Press, Josh Clipperton. Josh, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you today?
We're good. We're just, I felt the Whitecaps were going to lose last night. I think they will lose on Saturday. And I don't think it's the end of the world. I think they've won a lot of games thus far this year that they're allowed to have that little fall and maybe just regroup, get adjusted again. What was your take on what you saw in Seattle?
Yeah, I mean, like Perry, I think that you're right. I mean, it was always going to be difficult. I think this weekend is going to be difficult again. I thought that, you know, it was last night was a game that, unfortunately, I think a lot of people tuned in, being a derby match, as they say, and they had a chance to make a statement. They weren't able to. I was pretty concerned about a couple performances personally. I mean, Shane and Williams did not have a good night at right back. I know Jordan Harvey's a friend of the show, and he didn't have a good night either. Russell Tybert, I thought Bolaños was poor. This is why that homestand they just came off of was so important, and why getting all those points that they did was so critical. Because this last run in with these four to five road games, again, three of them against really difficult opponents that are chasing them, it's just so difficult. That's why the homestand that they were able to get so many points on was so critical. So they're in a good spot, like you said, like Carl said as well, caught the tail end of that. They just have to regroup, like you said. I mean, and really hope to try to get those at least one of the top two spots in the conference.
You mentioned Shane and Williams having a terrible night. It seemed like Seattle was targeting him right off the bat through Victor Rodriguez and maybe Christian Roldan switching over to the wing there. Is Jake Nowinski one of the most valuable players on this team based on the fact that he can't be replaced? It doesn't seem like Shane and Williams is to that level.
No. We all know about what Shane and Williams is trouble off the field earlier this season. Jake Nowinski probably has the safest spot in the team right now, to be honest, all things considered. He's really rocketed up, and it's a credit to the scouting staff and the team for drafting him and developing him this season. Cause all we heard about in the off season, they got Williams from Houston, was how he had, they got a new beta shore, a new veteran presence back there after all the problems they had last season. But it's actually turned out to be Jake Nowinski, and he's been one of their most critical players, like you said. And I mean, I can't see him not playing any of the next four games after last night's performance from Williams, unless of course he gets hurt. But then again, we have Marcel DeJong, who could probably switch in, or Jordan Harvey. I don't think we'll see Williams back out there. It was really, really poor.
We're joined by Josh Clipperton of the Canadian Press. You're listening to On Point, Perry Sulkowski, along with Randeep Janda. Josh, I was talking earlier in our prep room. For me, over the last 2 years, and maybe to this day, I think the most talented player to put on a Vancouver Whitecap uniform is Christian Bolaños. And I don't know if he fits into Carl Robinson's starting 11 come playoff time. He can be laissez-faire, and the coach knows that, and I think even the man they call Bolo knows that. Do you think he's got to be put in that starting 11? Because it looks like the only room would be on the wing, where speed is not his asset.
Yeah, no, it's tough. I mean, with Jordy Reyna, he's kind of, he's obviously cemented in that number 10 behind Montero. And I like Christian Bolaños. He's a great guy to talk to. He's a quality player. But I kind of get the Blas Perez kind of feel that he had last year. Like, he plays great for his national team, and then whenever he comes back, he's always hurt. I'm not saying it's the exact same, but I don't know that Bolaños fits in right now. I mean, Breck Shea has played quite well. I mean, Christian Teixeira on the other side playing quite well on the wings. I think those are their best options right now, with Alphonso Davies coming off the bench. Bolaños is definitely their best passer, for sure. I mean, I think the stats show it, the analytics show it. Their possession numbers go up slightly. I mean, their possession numbers are quite bad regardless, but when Bolaños is in there, they go up slightly. Perry, I'm not sure where he fits in, especially with how the team played prior to last night, and then he comes in and, he was kind of pedestrian.
In terms of the deeper laying midfield positions, we saw Tony Chani sent off yesterday. Russell Tybert was chasing shadows all night. For you, who's the best midfield pairing? It seems like Ali Ghazal is probably one of the more important players in that midfield already. What's the best pairing in those deeper lying midfield roles for you?
Yeah. You just have to look with your eyes, Ghazal and Chani when he's not suspended. Obviously, he'll have to probably go with Andrew Jacobson this weekend, but Gazelle's been great in the three games he's played. Just real classy midfielder. Just makes the smart play, the smart pass. Another really great signing by this team, and sort of echo. It's an echo of the Kakuta Mane trade. They've gotten Bernie Abini, Ali Ghazal, and of course Tony Chani as part of that deal because of the allocation money that came over. I mean, he's 25-year-old player. Gazelle is just seems really comfortable already. I expect him to start on the weekend. They basically need him to play, of course, with Chani being out. We all thought that the Matthias Laba injury was going to be a real blow, and obviously it is because he's one of, the best defensive midfielders in the league. But at the same time, they were lucky enough to bring Gazelle in about 3 or 4 days before that. So they have cover, and I think that Chani and Gazelle are really the only two options you can look for when everyone's healthy and available.
They had that other signing a couple of weeks ago. Is there any chance there's still one more player that will show up and play for him?
Is it Nosa, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. We spoke with him briefly last week. They made him available. I'm not sure what the plan is with him. I don't believe he's on the trip from what I saw.
Have you been to training? Has he been there, Josh?
He's been there, but I was only there last week. And he's out there with the guys. So I think he's trying to get his feet on the ground. He said it was been a whirlwind. He'd never been to North America before he got here. So I think I assume that they're probably getting him up to speed fitness wise right now. I don't know much about him, but he's another option. And after last night, I know no slight of Russell Tiber is overmatched in midfield. And Andrew Jacobson's a serviceable player, but they need him sometimes at the back. So another, defensive midfielder will be pretty key. And I imagine he'll be in the mix, maybe not this weekend, but, 2 or 3 weeks down the road into the playoffs.
Well, we will see what takes place. Focus on hockey tonight and focus on the Whitecaps when they return. And the BC Lions, well, Josh, that's another day. They're off.
That's another day for those guys.
Josh, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.